This practice homily is from Thursday, October 21st, 2010, the Thursday of the 29th week of time through the year. The Holy Gospel is from Luke, chapter 12, 49 through 53. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. A few months before her death, St. Thérèse of Lisieux wrote in her autobiography, "If fire and iron had the use of reason, and if the latter said to the other, 'Draw me,' would it not prove that it desires to be identified with the fire in such a way that the fire penetrate and drink it up with its burning substance, and seem to become one with it? I ask Jesus to draw me into the flames of his love, to unite me so closely to him that he live and act in me." These words help to bring to light, I think, the image of fire which Christ uses in the Gospel passage today to speak of his intense and transformative love. At first glance, fire might seem to some a strange image, for it is often seen as a destructive force, consuming homes, property, lives with an insatiable sort of hunger, leaving nothing but sorrow and the pain of loss in its wake. But fire is also essential for life, more noticeably, of course, before the advent of electricity, when things had to be cooked and heated with fire. Even today, as is more commonly the case in our experience, it can serve the purpose of being an occasion for joy and recreation. What camping trip would be complete without stories around the fire? I think our Lord knows his double sense of the image of fire and chose it to help us see that the fire of his love is often very misunderstood. This is obvious when we hear the words that follow, that he is coming to bring not peace, but division. Make no mistake, our Lord is not saying that he is purposefully bringing division because he likes it. Rather, he is showing us and his disciples that his love values things that are beyond our human capacity, alone and unaided, to see as valuable. Christ's love, when we allow it into our hearts through prayer, penance, and frequent reception of the sacraments, will transform more and more our desires and our values to the point when one day, God willing, they are perfectly conformed to his, such that he indeed is living and acting in us. At times, this process may seem frightening. We will most often find ourselves unable to fully comprehend the will of God, for he is so far beyond our understanding. Sometimes his love may seek to transform us in a way that stretches and burns, like a fire melting dross from the pure gold beneath. He will ask us to let go of things that we have been holding so tightly onto for so long. Grudges, some painful failure, a family member long gone, that we have forgotten we were even clinging to it. He will challenge us in surprising, even shocking ways to grow in our love for those we may find unbelievably difficult to even like. He may ask us to go deep with him in prayer into those darkest parts of ourselves where we have hidden things we wish to never see again and to heal us there. He will seek to make us like himself. So do not be afraid to surrender to his will, his love. It is a challenging love, a divine love, that would stretch our human hearts to beyond what we could comprehend without the aid of grace. We may misunderstand it at first, but like St. Thérèse, do not be afraid to surrender to his life-giving love. It is a fire that we absolutely cannot live without.